Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Sahara Force India podcast as we take you behind the scenes here at the first ever Grand Prix in Azerbaijan. Coming up, we get up close and personal with driver Nico Hülkenberg.
I think now we have a car, you know, that allows us to be in the top 10 pretty much race by race and just, you know, go for points and points and points.
We join Sergio Perez as he celebrates another podium finish.
To achieve the result that we managed to get today, the way we did it, it's just an incredible feeling, you know.
And Deputy Team Principal Bob Fernley reflects on the 2016 season so far.
I think we have a great pairing of drivers that complement each other, slightly different driving styles, which helps our engineering team, you know, get the optimum out of the car. And they're pushing each other very, very hard.
But first, Tom Clarkson gets to know Nico Hülkenberg.
Who's your hero?
Depends on the day, really. Sometimes it's this person, sometimes it's another person. Sometimes Iron Man, sometimes Hulk, sometimes myself. Depends.
Any other sportsmen?
I'm a big tennis fan, but I used to switch quite a lot. Sometimes then I was Rafa, then I was Nadal, then I'm Djokovic, so I'm not very consistent.
Were you ever Andy Murray?
To be honest, recently I've become a bit more of a fan since the Australian Open final. I was quite impressed by him then because he was, you know, quite far behind the first set, but then he really fought back. So recently he has gained a lot of respect for me, but he's a great player and a great guy.
Last film you saw?
Yes. I watched a movie on the plane coming here to Baku, but I don't remember the name. It wasn't too good, so
not memorable.
It didn't stick in my head.
What's a realistic goal for you at Force India this year?
Well, we want to keep on doing well, you know. I think consolidate the fifth place that we scored last year, just keep that up. I mean, we're fifth now, but it's still 14 races to go this season, so still a long way to go. I think now we have a car, you know, that allows us to be in the top 10, pretty much race by race, and just, you know, go for points and points and points.
Now, Hulk, you have won in every formula you've ever raced in. When are you going to win in Formula One?
That sounds very nice, doesn't it? Great stuff.
Except the when.
I hope rather sooner than later. I mean, you know, in F1, I've learned there's a lot of things, you know, that are not in my power, not in my control, you know. If I'm given the right seat or not, you know, I can control, obviously, and have an effect on what I do with my performance on track. But beyond that, there's many factors I can't influence. So I'm concentrating on what I can. I've been around a few years. I'm running out of patience, so hopefully sooner.
Is Formula One fair?
I think it's difficult. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But, you know, it's a sport, a lot of money involved, sometimes quite political as well. So probably not so much.
Why did Germans make such good Formula One drivers?
Yeah. Just quality people, quality build. We're good at building cars, good at building
drivers.
Skill and drivers, yeah.
Sebastian Vettel or Nico Rosberg?
Vettel. Nico pissed me off recently, so I'll go Sebastian this time.
What was your nickname at school?
I think I didn't really have one at school. I mean, the Hulk and all that thing only came about later in my racing career in school. Don't know, I don't think I had one.
Who's your favourite superhero?
Bomber. I used to have one Bomber when I... You know Bomber?
No.
Bomber, just... I used to play football before my racing stuff. I was terrible though. The only thing that was good, I had a hard shot. You know, I could shoot really hard.
Yeah.
So they would always bring me in for a penalty or something.
Bomber.
And because I had such a hard kick. Okay. What do you say?
Yeah, no, Bomber, that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Incredible Hulk, Bomber, whatever, yeah. What's the best race of your career?
For me, Brazil 2012. Even though I didn't get the result that I wanted or that I should have gotten on that day, it was still, I think, my best race, and really proud of that.
Le Mans or Baku?
Well, clearly Baku. I'm here. I'm sitting here, so Baku.
Are you a good cook?
So-so. On my day, I think not too bad. I usually go for, you know, the simple stuff. Cook a wok with chicken, rice, vegetable, mix it all up. Some eggs and all the simple stuff I can do, really. But I'm a regular visitor of restaurants. No. La Salière in Monaco is pretty much my living room.
What will you be doing in 20 years' time?
I don't know, really. Hopefully, you know, do something that I enjoy.
Running a restaurant?
Have fun. Actually, I could see myself. I'd like that. I like the gastronomy, business and side of it. It's hard work, but it's good if, you know, come to a nice restaurant with good vibes, good atmosphere, good people. It's got to make, obviously, decent cash as well.
Name one thing to improve Formula One.
For me, my personal thing is just sound. You know, I really wish for louder cars, more sound again, like V8, V10 days kind of thing. I think that's quite, for me, you know, essential, and such a strong connection there with F1 and racing, and at the moment we're missing that a bit.
Can Formula One ever be too safe?
Good question. I think it depends really on your opinion and what you want from it, what you ask from it. I think, you know, I said it before, I think it's good if there's some, you know, element of danger involved in racing. I think that's natural, so I think you can probably make it too safe, yeah.
In a film of your life, who would play you?
I like Robert De Niro. So why not just let's go for him?
Are you better looking than your friends?
No, they're definitely not much better looking than I am.
What's your next appointment?
Media schedule meeting in the paddock in Baku with Mr. Wilhings. I'm better not be late.
Okay. Bomba. Okay. Nico, thank you very much. That's great.
Thank you.
Time to reflect now on another successful weekend for the Force India team at the European Grand Prix in Baku, the first ever race staged around the Azerbaijan capital. Nico Hülkenberg came home in ninth to score more points for the team. Meanwhile, Sergio Perez scored another podium finish, coming in third.
Sergio, congratulations. You're really showing your class now. This isn't just the odd podium here or there. It's becoming a bit of a habit, and it must be a lovely habit.
It is. It is amazing, you know. To achieve the result that we managed to get today, the way we did it, it's just an incredible feeling, you know. It's something that makes me feel extremely happy for all my team, and yeah, looking forward to the year. You know, it's only the 8th race, 2 podiums, so hopefully there are a couple more to come in the year.
You know all that stuff that happened after McLaren and how low you were, and you think to now where you are, podiums coming your way, driving beautifully. How does that make you feel, knowing the journey you've had?
It makes me feel extremely poor, you know. To overcome that wasn't easy at all. And just extremely happy for that. And hopefully things will keep rising for the next races.
Otmar Szafnauer is the team's chief operating officer.
Otmar, 2 podiums in the last 3 Grand Prix. That's not bad.
No, not bad, not bad. We've got to continue to keep doing a good job and improve our performance going forward and see if we can get a couple more.
Right from the off this weekend, you look strong. Did you know from Friday that a podium was a possibility?
Well, we thought so, mainly because our long run pace looked competitive relative to the others. After Saturday with our mishaps in FP3 and Nico's spin in Q2, it looked a bit more difficult, but we knew the long run pace was going to be good, and if our strategy held out, there a podium was possible.
Of course, the crash for Checo in final practice was frustrating because it added a 5th place grip penalty to his starting position. Do you think if you'd have started second, you could have beaten both Ferraris?
Well, that's a hypothetical question, but we're, I think, 8 seconds behind Vettel at the end. I don't know if he was pace managing just to get home. If you're racing, it's a different story. So I don't know, but for sure, had we started second, we would have been much closer to Sebastian, and I think probably would have beaten him.
This must be a very different feeling around the team now to after the first four races.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I kept saying, we were a bit unlucky in the first four races. And if you work hard, you make your own luck. And we just kept working, and I think our luck's changed.
After a great weekend for the team in which both cars finished in the points, Deputy Team Principal Bob Fernley gave us his assessment of the season so far.
Yes, I think we were very confident that we could deliver, you know, strong finishes in the first four races. Certainly the car that we had was capable of doing that, but you know, circumstances didn't go our way for four races, and two of those we lost both cars in the first lap. So it was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then obviously Barcelona, we put the expected upgrade on, which helped. But again, we had a fire with Nico. So we were back to one car again, delivering points. Since then, I think we've been very strong. So Monaco, Canada, and here, both cars finishing in the points and strong finishes.
Is there more pressure coming off the back of such a successful season like last year?
I think there's always pressure. There's pressure if you start to slide, because obviously, you know, it has a financial impact as well as an emotional impact. And there's pressure obviously to stay where you are and pressure to improve. And Vijay for sure would like the pressure to improve to be a little harder.
How have you rated the performance of your drivers this season? Sergio Perez in particular seems to be really coming into his own.
I think, you know, both our drivers have performed well over the last few years. So, you know, we have no issues. I think we have a great pairing of drivers that complement each other, slightly different driving styles, which helps our engineering team, you know, get the optimum out of the car. And they're pushing each other very, very hard. Sergio has, you know, had some good fortune, and Nico's had some poor fortune. Checo's also delivered entirely on merit, as he did today. So, you know, we've just got to congratulate both of them, and we're very lucky to have two such high quality drivers.
You could say the Monaco podium with Checo was unexpected, but coming into this weekend, it seemed clear from the outset that you were going to be a real force.
Yes, yeah. I don't think it was. I mean, if you look at Monaco, Nico was exceptionally strong in Monaco, and you know, we were expecting him to have the podium, and it just worked out, you know, in different ways because of strategies, but we got the car on the podium, so one way or the other we achieved the goal. Here I wasn't sure, I don't think we were 100% sure where we were going to be, but we expected a strong race, and certainly by the time we finished the first day we felt that probably closer to the podium would be where we would be.
And were you pleased with how the race panned out today?
Nico was again unfortunate. He got hit by Gutierrez, you know, on the first corner, which knocked him back to 14th. Then, unfortunately, that takes some of the performance out of the tyres as he claws his way back up. So at the end, we were literally on the bare threads of the tyres and obviously got passed by the two Red Bulls. But there's nothing we could do about it, and we couldn't give him a better strategy to get him up. Even if we'd done two stop, it probably would have ended up where he was, so it was worth the gamble. Checo, his race was entirely on merit. I mean, he drove the wheels off the car. It was a super, super effort.
What does it say about Checo when he didn't need to overtake Raikkonen to finish third, because Raikkonen had a 5-second time penalty, but he did it anyway?
Yes, he gave me a heart attack.
So were you saying, just chill, just finish right behind him, it's fine?
No, but I think it comes back to what we said before, you know, about people working hard and pushing the car to the limit, even in the last lap of you know, of FP3. And, you know, same with Nico in the qualifying. You know, they make mistakes, but they're racers, and that's what we want. We want racers for Force India.
And looking ahead to the remainder of the season, still an awful long way to go. Is the aim still a fifth place in the Constructors' World Championship?
Well, we've always said that's the minimum aim. So, you know, to be able to overhaul Williams will require a mammoth effort. And our first objective, obviously, is to get some daylight between ourselves and Toro Rosso, which we now have. But we should not underestimate Toro Rosso's ability. They've got good drivers, a good team, and a great car. So we need to keep an eye on that. But clearly, it gives us a little bit of breathing space, and one that we should now turn our attention to try and closing the gap with Williams.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.